Welcome into LoHo Daily. I am LoHo, aka Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Sunday was incredible, and it was incredible trying to keep track of everything that was in front of us on Sunday. Let me run you through what it was like for me, and I imagine what it was like for you going through all of this stuff. Well, the first thing was, as you may know, like, I'm not doing the football after show anymore on NBC Sports Chicago. So I was trying to figure out, like, what I'm going to do with my day. Like, what's the important part of my day? How is it going to work? Because it works differently. Before, my routine was pretty simple. The routine was, I'd get up, I'd go to the gym, I'd work out, and then I'd have a really small breakfast and head down to the studio. Obviously, that's changed. I don't have to worry about that anymore. And I'm not even sure if I would have even been in the studio to begin with, but I digress. So I said, well, I haven't had breakfast on a Bears game day morning in forever. So I went to one of my favorite spots in Hyde Park, got some French toast, got some bacon, and just watched a lot of the pregame shows. It was interesting watching the NFL pregame shows because at one point Fox and CBS went to Alicia Keys' version of Lift Every Voice and Sing at the same time, and I didn't know if that was on purpose or if it was just the way that each one of their schedules worked out. It was interesting watching all of the shows, NFL Network. I bounced around. NFL Network, ESPN, when Fox came on at 11 o'clock, and when CBS came on at 11 o'clock. Like, watching all of those shows was fascinating to see how they were going to deal with the issues of COVID and see how they were going to deal with the issues of social justice and what's happened inside the NFL because of how athletes are attacking some of the issues that they are dealing with in society. I thought that all of the pregame shows did a really good job of handling it. I really thought that Howie Long was one of the more impressive people that I saw talking about the subject. And it's weird because I have a relationship with Kyle, and I know Chris a little bit. I've interviewed Chris too, and you could tell that he has talked to those two young men about what his stance should be. What I really enjoyed about what he said was that it wasn't just kind of this perfunctory, everyone needs to get along. He took actual ownership of some of his past opinions. And I thought that was cool. Like, that's how you move things forward, when people are willing to go back and look and be like, hey, was I a part of this? Did I play a role in this? So shout out to Howie Long for that. I thought their discussion was really good. I also thought it was funny that Jimmy Johnson is taking full advantage of being at home. At one point, he was counting on his toes. It was hilarious. So now I'm ready. Like, I got my flip card. I'm ready to go with the Bears game. Like, I'm super laid back, and I'm ready to get into this game. I had done my pregame podcast, like, the day before. By the way, the pregame podcasts are going to be on LoHo Daily all season long. So usually Saturday morning, I'll put one up, go through some sound, like that sort of thing. Like, make it full-fledged. Like, it's like 27 minutes. I was surprised at how long it was, but that's kind of what we're going to go for with these pods for pregame stuff. And then I just kind of sat there waiting for things to happen. I knew, because of the stuff that I'm doing with the White Sox and the recaps that I'm doing on Twitter, that the goal was, I would take my iPad. I would have the iPad. And once the White Sox game started, so I'm in the basement. Like, I actually have moved my office down to the basement. That's where I'm doing the show from. So I figured I would just move everything down there and make it like an office. Okay. or studio, technically like a studio. So I have the big screen TV in front of me, and that was going to be devoted to Bears. And I said, I'll put the iPad down, and that'll be devoted to the White Sox once they kick off. The plan was at halftime, I'd watch what the Cubs were doing while keeping track of them on the MLB At-Bat app. And when you're watching a game like what the Cubs played, you're used to seeing, like, you know, guys take no-hitters into the fourth inning. That happens fairly regularly. Once you get to the sixth inning is when you start really paying attention. But the sixth inning of the Cubs game happened to coincide with the crazy comeback that the Bears were on. So now I've got the White Sox on the iPad. I'm flipping back and forth between the Bears and the Cubs on the big screen, hoping that Alec Mills can pull this off, hoping that he gets the type of defense that he needs behind him and is able to throw a no-hitter. And I think he said, like, I don't think that he's ever been into a game in the pros into the eighth inning. So all of this was new territory for him. The way that the city breaks down, it's fairly easy. Like, if you're a Cub fan and you're a Bears fan, like, it was easy. You were going back and forth between them. But as bad as things went for the Bears in the first half, a lot of people hit the eject button and went to their baseball team and then had to shuffle back and get back and watch the last 9 minutes of that game, because the last 9 minutes of the Bears game was pretty crazy. And seeing them rally from 17 points down to come back and win it, the drop pass by the Lions at the end of the game that would have won it for them, it was all insane. And then, now you get to watch, okay, is Alec Mills going to be able to pull this thing off? Meanwhile, the White Sox are out thumping the Tigers. They're thumping them. You're seeing balls go out the yard. You're seeing them hit with runners in scoring position. The bullpen was doing an incredible job. Like, all of this stuff is happening at once. It was hard to make sense of it. I had the added responsibility of, I wanted to be in the Bears post game. So now, this is before I moved the studio downstairs. Now, I'm sitting in my office, which is upstairs. And I've got the TV, like, I can see into the bedroom from the office. So I got the TV on the Cubs, and I got the iPad on the White Sox to see how their game is going to end up, knowing that they were going to win the game. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And it took the Bears forever to give us Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky. We find out, of course, that Club Dub had it going on, and Club Dub was out there doing work. So it took a little longer, and it's Zoom, so it's a little odd. We finally get Nagy and Mitch Trubisky, and that's wrapping up as Mills finishes off the no-hitter. The White Sox have now won their game, and you're just sitting there going, man, this is a lot to absorb. These are the moments as sports fans that we all kind of crave, right? These are the moments that we look forward to as fans of all the sports. Like, we look forward to these magical moments. Comebacks in the NFL, they're a little bit unprecedented with the Bears, considering how the game went. With the way that game went, felt like it was going to be over and everyone could just go on with their lives and their day. So there's that. But you get all this magical stuff that was happening. And it takes, for me at least, it took a couple of hours to really kind of put together how I felt about the day. All of this stuff. And then you look up and it's 6:00. Like, by the time that I had settled into my chair to watch Red Zone, which is something I was desperately looking forward to. And I was like, oh, I'll have all the time in the world. I don't have to be in the studio. And we usually did like an 80-minute post game or whatever. And then I would go to the score and do the podcast. And then I would come home. I didn't have any of that. Like, I just, all I had to do was come downstairs and sit in my favorite chair and watch Red Zone. But you look up and it's almost 6 o'clock. And you've had a no-hitter to enjoy, and you've had a Bears comeback to enjoy, and you've had the White Sox having the best record in the American League to enjoy. You had all of these things happen in a 4-hour time span, and then digesting all of it over the next couple of hours and getting all of the post-game notes and everything else. It was a pretty wonderful day. On top of it, we hadn't seen the sun in a week. And I don't know if you got outside after the game was over, but the sunset yesterday was incredible. It was a big sun, like we're getting close to the equinox, getting close to Chicago Hinge. It was terrific. It was terrific. Good sports days when we were in March and April and May and didn't know if sports was going to come back. These were the type of days that we were looking for. We were lucky to have them, and I'm glad that we got them. Sunday was awesome. I hope you enjoyed it, because I know I did.